Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Ha'iras, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is a relearning Masechta Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Afayin, Ruziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Ha'iru Bezin, Bezin Paskin. Again, as we've been discussing, they paskin incorrectly. That's something which one is Chayv Kares for, one is actually not Chayv Kares. And here's a detail that we haven't talked about yet. V'yada Echad Mehen Sheto, one of the Dayanim knew that they made a mistake. V'amar Lahen, and he told them, Tainatem, you are making a mistake. Ashalaya Mufla Shal Bezin Sham, or the Mufla of Bezin, which means the most Chashav person, the Rosh Hashiva, the head of Bezin, he wasn't there. Or one of the Dayanim was a ger, a mamzer, a nasin, a zaken shalei ra'alei banim, either a ger, a convert, or a mamzer, a nasin, or an elderly person that didn't have any children. Then they are pater in all these situations. It is not considered a case that they would have to bring a parahalim darvish al tzibur. Why is that? Based off of Joshua of Pasuk. Shenemar kan eda v'nemar lalon eda. In regards to over here, parahalim darvish al tzibur, it says the word eda, and it says over there, by paskining a case of din nefashos, a capital case, it says the word eda, and ma eda hamur lalon, just like the word eda over there, by a capital case. That tells us all of them have to be fit to paskin such a case, and all these people that we mentioned previously are not able to paskin in a capital situation. So to the aid over here of parhalim darshal tibor, they all have to be fit to paskin a capital case, and since they're not, then there's not a situation that they would have to bring a parhalim darshal tibor. Another case, let's say hayru bezin shaygin, bezin paskin inadvertently, they made a mistake in their psak, but also call shaygin, and everyone else acted based off of that psak, and they were also b'shaygig, meaning they were just relying on Bezin, Mevin Par. So then this is the classic situation that a Par is going to be brought, that everyone is Shagig. However, Meziden, let's say the Bezin Paskin on purpose, they knew they were Paskining correctly, Vasu Shagigin, but everyone else was B'Shagig, meaning everyone else had acted based off of Bezin's Psak. They were just doing a B'Shagig, they thought that it was really a correct Psak, they didn't realize that Bezin was Paskining on purpose incorrectly. So it's not a situation of Par Alam Darshal Tzibur, because Bezin Paskin incorrectly on purpose. Therefore, Mevin Kizbo Seira, everyone individually who was Iver, they bring either a kesev or a sayer, which means they bring their own carbon. And again, it's not a situation of parallel darvish al tzibur. Lastly, shaygin va'asu meziden, let's say bezin prasin incorrectly, but that was by mistake, that was a shaygig, but everyone else acted b'mezid, meaning everyone else knew that it was an incorrect psak, and they did it anyway, they were iver. So arayel p'turin, then everyone's pater over here, bezin's pater, because everyone else acted not based off of their psak, they did it off their own accord, and the reason why the people don't have to bring a carbon is because we only bring a carbon for doing something b'shaygig, and the people were acting b'mezid, so they don't bring a carbon. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, continue to discuss Parhalim Darvish al Tzibur in detail. Hayru Bezin, Bezin Paskin, Va'asu Kal Kahal, and everyone Klal Yisrael was Iver, Ay Ruban, or the majority was Alpihem, based off of Bezin, Mevi'im Par. This is a classic example when they're going to bring a Parhalim Darvish al Tzibur, and the emphasis over here is that who's bringing the Par? It's the Bezin which is bringing the Par. And Ubavai Dezara, if they Paskin incorrectly regarding something of Avai Dezara, for example, they said that it's permitted to do this type of Avai Dezara or this Avaida for the Zara. So then it's slightly different. Mevin par, vis sa'ir, they're not only going to bring a par, but they're also going to bring a sa'ir as a chatos. And that's a specific thing by Avoid Zara. Divra Meir, this is Rameir's opinion. The bottom line is, the sheet's Rameir is that it's Bezin themselves that bring the par or the par and the sa'ir in the case of Avoid Zara. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, Shneim asar shvatim vim shneim asar parim, 12 shvatim, they bring 12 different parim. Avoid Zara, if it's Avoid Zara, mevim shneim asar parim, ushneim asar sa'irim, it's going to be 12 parim and 12 sa'irim. And that's because they argue and how to understand the Pasuk. By Parhalim Darvish al Tzibur, it says the word Kahal and also says the word Eda, and according to Rav Meir, that's referring only to the Bezdin. Whereas according to Yehuda, that's referring to each and every Shevet, which is called their own Eda, their own Kahal. So that's what Yehuda says, that Bezdin isn't the one that's bringing the Par or the Par and the Sire. It's the individual Shvatim, they're bringing the Par and the Par and the Sire. Now here we have a third opinion of Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Shlosh Asar Parim, it's 13 Parim, and Uvav Zara, it's a case of Zara, Shlosh Asar Parim, Shlosh Asar Seirim, 13 Parim and 13 Seirim, Par Vesar al Chal Sheva Shevet, that's a par and sar for every single Shevet, and par and sar le Bezdin, a par and sar for Bezdin. So Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda, and even more, he agrees to Reb Yehuda that each individual Shevet's going to bring their own par or par and sar, and also Bezdin is going to bring by themselves. So it's basically a combination of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda's Shitas. Now here we move on to another case, Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, and who was Iver, Va'asu Shiva Shvatim, Ay Ruban al Pihem, 7 out of 12 Shvatim, or the majority of Am Yisrael, that's what Ruban's referring to, not the majority of the Shvatim, which is 7 out of 12, but the majority of Am Yisrael, it could be consolidated into, let's say, only 6 of the Shvatim or 5 of the Shvatim, but either which way we have a majority, they were Iver based off of Bezdin, Mevi Empire, so a par is going to be brought. Ubavad Zara, and if it's a case of Zara, Mevi Empire, Vazara, they bring a par and Sara, they bring a Mer, it's Rameir's opinion. So once again, we've seen Shitas Rameir that when a par has to be brought, it's brought by Bezdin. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim Shchatim Mevim Shiva Parim, the 7 Shvatim that were Iver, they have to bring 7 Parim, a par for each one, and Ushar Shvatim Shalai Chatu, even the other Shvatim that were not Iver, Oiver, Mevin Aldein Par. They also have to bring a par because of the other seven Shvatim. Shaf Elu Shaloichatim Mevin Aldein Chaitim, because even the ones who didn't sin, they have to bring because of the ones who sinned. It's considered like one big conglomerate. All Klal Yisrael together has to be Mechaper for this, even though five out of the seven Shvatim were not Oiver. And Rav Shimon says, Shmaita Parim, it's eight Parim. This is Rav Shimon Lashitasai. And Rav Zara, Shmaita Parim, Shmaita Seirim. By Rav Zara, eight Parim and eight Seirim. Why is this? Parim Sar L'chol Shevet Shevet, a Parim Sar for every single Shevet. Upar v'sar l'bezdin, and a parin sar for bezdin, who made the incorrect psak. Now we see, according to Reb Shimon, though, that over here he disagrees with Reb Yehuda that the other shvatim who were not oiver, they don't have to bring a par. And here we have one more case. Haru bezdin shal echem min ha-shvatim. Let's say bezdin of just one of the shvatim paskin that this thing is okay, even though it's not. And va'asa oisa shevet al piyim. Only that shevet of that bezdin acted based off of the bezdin, but no other shvatim paid attention to that bezdin. Oisa shevet uchayv. That shevet's chayv. Ushar kol shvatim p'turim. All the other shvatim are potter. The Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, or the Chama, or the Chama say, "Ein chayav an elal ros bezin a gadol bavad." One can only be chayav a par al mdor shel tzibur for the ros bezin gadol, meaning the Sanhedrin, the main bezin of all of Am Yisrael. That bezin, if they make a mistake and everyone follows it, so then we bring a par al mdor shel tzibur, but not if the main bezin of a shevet gave an incorrect psak. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Vim kol adas Yisrael yishku." And what do we learn from here? V'loy adas is a shevet, not the eida, not the bezin of that shevet. Kol adas Yisrael is mashma. The Edo, the Bezdin, which paskins for all of Am Yisrael. It's only if they give it incorrect psak, so then a Parim Dor Shel Tzibur will be brought, and again, not just the Bezdin of one Shevet alone. And the Halacha is like the Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up one of the Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.